Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, are you looking for that perfect restaurant for dinner, an anniversary, or maybe you're looking for that perfect steak sandwich or that lobster bisque? Well, David Danzig and I can help you find that. This is Restaurant Matchmaking Hour on Atlanta Living. It's one of my favorite hours that David and I do.
Yeah.
Thanks for spending your Sunday with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're going to be here for an hour.
Yes, we are.
And first, we have to say that we're eating well this hour.
Yes, we are. I got a little inspired by the Bulldog Brunch up at the Hilltop Grill.
I know.
Can those guys sell like shrimp and grits?
I tell you what.
Crab cake Benedict and all that stuff.
I know.
They just talk
well.
And talk. So I had to go by my little Hilltop Grill here in Midtown, which is Joy Cafe.
Love it.
And that is my absolute pinnacle breakfast, brunch guys right now. And we picked up some stuff and we're stuffing our faces here.
I'm having shrimp and grits.
You're having shrimp and grits. So we got some shrimp and grits. They dropped off some their pork belly banh mi breakfast sandwich. Which is
it's
just over the top.
It is.
And we also got some chilaquiles. So for those of you who don't know, it's a Mexican breakfast dish with tortilla chips. They do a tomatillo sauce they make in-house, queso fresco, sour cream, and then two sunny side eggs on top. And then just the old traditional biscuits and gravy. So if you're in, even if you don't live in Midtown, that is absolutely worth a Mecca visit trip down. And
where are they located?
They're right off of Peachtree Street. It's next to, if you know, the Ocean Air, that seafood place. It's in that same office complex. So it's between, 10th and 14th, I guess you could say. It's
just
like 12th Street. Park in the parking deck. Joy Cafe. It's absolutely, it's brunch spectacular.
So this is how it works. We're going to be talking food this hour, restaurants opening and closing, and some that need to be on your radar.
Yep.
And then we're going to be talking restaurants where there are food items that you're wanting to try, and we'll try to find them in your location and for your price point. So we'd like to take your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We already have a caller on the line, so let's get started with that, David.
Yeah.
And we have Jack. Jack, welcome to WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. What are you looking for?
Oysters.
Yum.
Oysters. Nice. And it's oyster season. It's if you adhere to the months with the letter R. Do you know about that, Jack?
No.
No. Okay. So the wives' tale, or just the thought process here, is if the month has a letter R in it, it's a good month to eat oysters. So the hot months are typically when bacteria, but a lot of good oyster purveyors, I would absolutely have no problem eating an oyster in May or June or July, But then once you get into September, October, November, you got those R's, it's a pretty safe bet. So tell me a little bit more. Are you looking for some those delicious little cold water oysters? Do you like big Gulf oysters? Where are you located?
I'm right outside of Gainesville. Several years ago, me and my wife visited a restaurant called Slocum's.
Yep.
They had raw, fried,
sure,
Benedict. They had like 30 different kinds of oysters.
Yep. Yep.
And about the only place I can find now that we've recently gone to is Red Lobster, and they're just on the half shell.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Are you willing to come in a little bit, come into town and hit a couple places in town?
Sure.
Yeah. So the first one jumps out in my mind is called The Optimist. I mean, that would probably be the position A right there. They have a whole oyster bar. It's side aside from the restaurant. It's set in this really cool old, it was a ham processing plant. It's in Midtown West. It's called The Optimist. It's been open about 3 or 4 years now. It won Esquire's Best Restaurant of the year it opened. It's one of Ford Fry's restaurants. I mean, that's absolutely a no-brainer. My personal favorite thing in on the Atlanta restaurant scene is there's a restaurant in downtown Decatur, and it's called The Kimball House, K-I-M-B-A-L-L, Kimball House. It's set in an old trolley depot. And these guys came in, and it, you feel like when you walk in, you're in a 19th century trolley depot. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right there by the tracks. It's got this old belt fan. It's got like 50. I mean, it's just this fascinating kind of time warp kind of place. And that guy curates the greatest cold water oysters in the city. If you go at 5 o'clock, they open. I think they're open 7 days a week. 5 o'clock, it's oyster happy hour, so you can get like dollar select oysters there. It's called the Kimball House. That's absolutely spectacular. And then I haven't hit it yet, but they just opened a second place called The Watchman that just opened in Krog Street Market, which is, you know, this really cool food hall kind of place. It's called Watchman Seafood and Spirits. That's next on my list. So the guys from Kimball House opened that up, and that's getting rave reviews. So those three places are just kind of next level oyster service in Atlanta. That's where I would send you.
Awesome.
Does that help?
Yes, it does very much. We've been craving them. We're both transplants from Massachusetts, and it's hard to find certain types of good seafood down here.
Yeah,
in the South.
Yeah. We gotta get you out of the Red Lobster vicious cycle there. Nothing wrong with Red Lobster. I'd love to send you to the. There's downtown. There was a place called Legal Seafood. You're probably familiar with from Massachusetts. But sadly they're going, they're closing. So, but those three other places, The Optimist and Kimball House, and I'm pretty confident Watchman's Seafood and Spirits is going to do you right as well.
Awesome.
All right,
appreciate
Mr. Jack.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah. Happy shucking.
Go Dogs.
Yeah. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Yeah. That was a great game. Was it not?
Oh, that was a happy game.
That was a happy game. Of course, we have our work cut out for
us. We have a lot of work ahead, but I got faith in Kirby.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it.
Absolutely. Yep. And we want you to join us on the line, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Tell us a restaurant you're looking for. All right. And we have Miss Rhonda on the line. Rhonda from Dalton. You're on WSB. How are you, Rhonda?
I'm fine. How are you, Belinda?
You're great, sweetheart.
Hey, Rhonda.
What can we help you with?
Well, I live in Dalton, and I don't usually come to Atlanta except for my job. I drive a semi-truck through Atlanta twice a day.
Nice.
If I was to make a trip to Atlanta, what would be the top five restaurants you would recommend that is a must try?
So, okay. I mean, tell me a little, just narrow it down a little more for me. I mean, how eclectic are we talking? Do you want to come in and do some fine dining? Do you just want to eat some barbecue? Like, help me narrow it down a little bit.
Well, my husband likes steak.
Okay.
And I'm more partial to seafood.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, like hamburgers, American style, Mexican, anything like that. Not fine dining. That's not us. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, let me throw one in
here. Yeah, come on, help me out here.
Okay, Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes.
Yep.
Okay.
It's
on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. They are the only Mexican steak in the city. And
okay.
I just ate there last night, and it is fantastic. You will not be sorry.
All right.
Okay, Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. So then you add to that.
Well, do you want to, are you open to try some ethnic food? Do you like Japanese? You know, do you really just kind of like good old continental American?
Yeah, basically. We're not much on sushi and
okay.
seafood stuff, you know, like that. Crabs, maybe. Oysters.
Well, I mean, okay, so, you know, like, I think a good free, you know, catch-all, it's kind of a cool, iconic place for the city. It's right on the river. It's called Ray's on the River.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly nice, but I wouldn't call it fine dining. It's not stuffy. It's got this gorgeous view of the Chattahoochee River. They do steaks. They have incredible seafood. They have a great burger. So that's a pretty cool, iconic place. If you want to, you know, do something a little touristy, you could go right downtown to the top of the Westin. Is a restaurant called The Sundial, and it's a 360-degree rotating restaurant. You get these, you know, pretty incredible views of the city on a clear day. You can see forever. That's certainly a special occasion as well. I would also just, like, if I have a tourist come into town, you know, if I have someone coming in from out of town, I love taking people to Ponce City Market. So that's right on Ponce de Leon. It's right in the middle of town. You have this world-class food hall. There are a million restaurant choices. Some of them are stalls, so you can just kind of get a quick bite there. H&F Burger is this institutional. It's one of the best burgers in the city.
Oh,
you can just go walk up and grab one, or you can sit down at the counter. There's a great Italian restaurant there called Bellina Alimentari that's very casual, but it's fascinating, and it's just, you know, exquisitely prepared Italian food. They have a rooftop at Ponce City Market that you can take an elevator up. There's a carnival up there. There's a great restaurant called 9 Mile Station that's a beer garden. So Ponce City Market, you can explore, and it's fantastic. So those are just some, you know, put me on the spot. That's what I'll give you.
Well, I'm sorry, but, if we're going to make a trip to Atlanta, we'd like to
be worth it.
Yeah,
you'll do well with all those. And Ponce City Market, you're right on the Beltline. You can take a walk. It's absolutely magnificent.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, Rhonda. Have a great day. All right. 18 minutes after 12 o'clock, 60 degrees here on Peachtree Street. We're doing restaurant matchmaking. Give us a call, 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we're doing restaurant matchmaking with my buddy David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. It's time for our weekend prize pack. I'm giving away single tickets to the Gladiators, and we're going to take caller number 3 to our contest line. That's 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750. That's caller number 3 gets single game tickets to the Gladiators. Okay, back to the phone lines, where it's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Throwing lots of numbers at you all at once. And we're going to Kay in Atlanta. Kay, you're on WSB. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay, thank you. I wanted to find out about a good vegetarian restaurant, since I'm a vegetarian.
What? Can I talk you into eating meat? I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I love good vegetarian food, absolutely. So it's kind of the iconic place. It's been probably 25 years plus. It's in South Buckhead. It's called Cafe Sunflower. Cafe Sunflower is absolute strict vegetarian restaurant. It's
delicious.
Fantastic. I mean, even a carnivore like me goes in and goes, all right, fine. And then I go, oh my gosh, this place is great. There's also a place in Lenox Mall called True Food Kitchen. And they are not exclusively vegetarian, but they are mainly vegetarian. I mean, they prep everything. They have an open kitchen, and they just sit there and chop, and you smell the fresh vegetables and herbs there. I love that place. There's a lot of great Indian food that's vegetarian. I don't know if that's something you'd be open to, but that's, you know, I love vegetarian Indian dishes.
Okay.
Any of that tickle your fancy?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, Miss Kay, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. It is 26 minutes after 12 o'clock, 61 degrees here on Peachtree Street. We're doing restaurant matchmaking. Mm-hmm. And normally we get the normal vegetarian, gluten-free, and we're going to take those. But we have some other special ones hanging on the line,
yeah.
So stay tuned. Give me a restaurant that's coming on the horizon, David, that you're real excited about.
You know, I just drove past Colony Square this morning, and that place, I mean, they're doing
exploding.
$160 million renovation. They're putting They're going to put an enormous food hall in there.
Do you think parking hurts them?
I don't think it helps them right now.
It makes me crazy.
It's hopefully something they'll resolve when they reopen. They know that they're going to have to deal with that, so I'm optimistic. But there's some really exciting things coming. Izell Kitchen and Bar is going to be the anchor for the new Colony Square. That's going to be coming in about a year. So there's a lot of things on the horizon, and we can cover some of that after the break.
After the break. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And thanks for joining us again for Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. This half hour, we're again continuing our restaurant matchmaking with David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. David and I are talking about restaurants that are coming, restaurants that are closing, and also taking your calls at 404-872-0750 about things that you would like to find. Maybe you're looking for some wild salmon, and we're going to take that call soon. But right now, let's go to the phone lines and talk to Janie. Janie, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi.
We were in the car, and I heard you guys on the radio, and I have a recent patient of Dr. Ambrosiak's,
and I did a stem cell procedure.
Mm-hmm. So eating out is now a challenge because I'm gluten and dairy free.
Right. Bless your heart.
Yep.
So trying to find maybe a family friendly place that, I know the kids, I have teenagers, so they're not really into that gluten dairy free.
Yeah. I had mentioned earlier on the show a place in that's right in Lenox Mall. It's called True Food Kitchen, and they specialize in anti-inflammatory diet. So there's plenty of vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free dishes. They can accommodate basically for every major food allergy. I guess they call that the Big Eight, which is like milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, fish.
It's so fresh. You walk in and you just, it smells fresh.
So I really like True Food Kitchen. Okay. I'd mentioned Cafe Sunflower. It's also a vegetarian, vegan restaurant. And they've got, South Buckhead and also, I guess, in Sandy Springs. And then it's a national chain. It's a burger chain. It's called Red Robin. And they sort of promote themselves as one of the most allergy-friendly restaurant chains. They do have a interactive allergen menu online, so you can select which allergens to avoid, and you can select a menu that's tailored for you. So, you can tell your server. I think they're pretty, they're open to working with you. There's one up and coming, I know about for sure. So, those places will work around with you. I'm sure it's a challenge but it's a good, healthy, pursuit. So I wish you well with that.
Well, thank you very much for the tips, and I look forward to trying some of those restaurants.
Good, right, and hats off for going to Dr. Ambrosiak.
Yes, that's probably been one of the best things the last 3 months so far. So.
Good for you. Yeah, okay, darling. Great. Thank you so much.
You have a great one. Thank you.
You too. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. It is 38 minutes after 12 o'clock, 61 degrees here on Peachtree Street, a gorgeous day. I hope you remembered to set your clocks back. I love this extra hour of sleep.
It's nice. It's nice. Extra. You got to trick your brain a little bit because then you peek open
at the clock
and you're like, oh, I get an extra hour. Go back to sleep.
Someone said you set your scale back 10 pounds.
Oh, that's good too then.
That's good too. It is for this show. Okay, Adam in Lawrenceville, you're on WSB. How are you today?
If you're talking to me, the name is Adrian.
Adrian, yes. I need to move the computer a little closer. Sorry about that.
No problem. How are you today? What I'm doing good, thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am looking for a restaurant that serves wild Alaska salmon.
Yeah. So I think it may be more of a seasonal thing. I know that some of the restaurants in town, like in May, there's a season you can fish for Copper River salmon. Mm-hmm. It's a part of in Alaska, there's a Copper River, and the salmon are supposedly more delicious in omega, what is it, omega 3 acid, because they have to swim all this way up the Copper River. I'm thinking I mentioned one earlier, Rays on the River is definitely gets that in when it's in season. Down the river is another great seafood restaurant called Canoe. Are you familiar with Canoe?
No, I'm not.
Canoe is an institution. It's iconic. It's beautiful. Everything they do is fantastic. I absolutely recommend Canoe. And very close to Canoe is another longtime seafood stalwart. It's C&S, like, so it's C&S Seafood and Oyster Bar. Okay. Pretty sure they get that in when it's available. Another really nice restaurant that has great seafood. It's Italian. It's St. Cecilia. It's in Buckhead, across from Phipps Plaza. And that's a gorgeous restaurant. That's one of Ford Fry's restaurants as well.
Okay.
So give those a try. But you may want to check on that, because I don't think, I could be wrong. It may be seasonal. And I'd also be weary. The ones I mentioned are not going to tell you it's wild if it's not wild. But I would guess, I think some restaurants might go, yeah, sure, it's wild.
Right.
It's wild caught on our farm.
Yeah. Now, the C&S Seafood, didn't those folks used to run a bank in Georgia?
There was a C&S bank. I used to bank there.
You're telling your age.
And I think Bank South took it over, and Barnett Bank, and yeah, that's too old school. But yes, no, this is a seafood and oyster bar. So it's on Cobb Parkway. And
I got Belinda to laugh.
It's not hard, baby.
It's tried and true.
I'll let you go. Thank you so much.
All right, Adrian. Thanks for your call, sir.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye. I just turned off my own mic. That was that was a Neil Bortz move right there.
And he'd blame you for that, too, wouldn't he?
He would blame me. Yeah. I'm in a whole different room.
So it's always your fault, right.
Okay. Back to the phone lines we go. We're going to speak with Daryl. Daryl in Atlanta. You're on WSB. Sweetheart, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And this is going to work out for me, because I was trying to find a fantastic fine dining for my lady. And I want to totally impress her to whereby she will be rewarding me with everything.
Yeah, you're going to be the man now, right?
That's what I'm working on.
That's what you're working on. You're gonna be, man. We got
you guys helping. Got to have you guys.
Oh
help.
Yeah, we're there for you, buddy.
We're the restaurant cupids of
yes.
Atlanta Living is your romance headquarters. Exactly. All right. So.
All right.
Any just something fine, but like kind of wow factor. Are you looking for something super intimate and quiet, or do you want just something where she's just gonna go, wow, this is amazing, kind of a scene?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Something where she would talk about it for years to come. That's what I'm looking for.
B, you said you had one?
I just think about the old guard of Nikolai's Roof.
That's a really cool place. It's in the top of the downtown Hilton. It's sort of a Russian inspired dining. It's been there for, gosh, since I was a kid. So,
yeah.
40 plus years. I went a couple years ago. I thought it was great. It was neat, romantic. You got a kind of a view of the downtown connector. Nikolai's Roof is really neat. What's really hot right now is a restaurant in Buckhead called Little Alley Steak. And it's a 12,000 square foot, just gorgeous. It's big, but it's pulsating with great energy. It's beautiful. It is fine dining. They have some of the most incredible steak in the city, and it's a scene. It's definitely a see and be seen. Put on your best gear. The people watching is second to none. Little Alley Steak, you would definitely get some points there.
And then their sides are amazing.
And then just a couple quick, like, if you want intimate, like quiet, but just exquisite food, the two things I'd recommend is Atlas, which is in the St. Regis. It's just, it's sumptuous, beautiful dining. There's artwork on the walls that's worth millions, and I'm talking Picasso's, Van Gogh's.
It could be over your head.
Renoir's, but it's like dining in a museum. And then finally, Restaurant Eugene in Buckhead is just this small, there's only a couple dozen tables, maybe less, and it's just absolutely spectacular, fine dining, very intimate. So you got Nikolai's Roof, Little Alley Steak, Atlas, and
Restaurant Eugene.
Restaurant Eugene. So you will be a hero, my friend.
And if everything works out, I have to give you guys all the credit.
Yes.
We want to hear back from you.
Absolutely. High five, buddy.
Thanks, Dad. You all have
a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. I can't wait to hear how that turns out.
I know.
Okay. Let's talk to Sean and Marietta. Sean, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Great. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for something where I can, you know, take my wife and there's a little more experience. It's not just sitting down and looking at a menu in order. You know, something that's just different, like just where the whole experience is something more than just the meal that we're eating.
Sure.
So, you know, we've been to like Gun Show or Shakespeare Tavern where there's other stuff going
on.
That's
great.
It's not just about the food.
Those are great. So, okay. So here's a kind of a under the radar one that's cool. Like, so does it have to be dinner or could you go do a lunch? Are you really thinking dinner?
Anything is great. We really like brunch. We eat breakfast. We'll do lunch. We'll do dinner. We'll do whatever.
Okay. So for lunch, seven days a week when it's not, there's not a football or soccer game, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Have you ever been down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
I have.
Okay. So it's a marvel, right? It's just an incredible architectural feat. So there's a restaurant inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's called Molly B's. And it is named for Arthur Blank's mother, Molly. And it's a really great Southern food restaurant. You can go for lunch during the week and you go through metal detectors. You know, you kind of get into the stadium, go through security. And then you can dine on the kind of the rim of the bowl. Like you overlook the field. And I'm telling you, it's kind of like sitting oceanside or cliffside at a restaurant. You just can stare at the marvel of this indoor stadium, and the food's great. So I really love Molly B's. That's just sort of a total curveball. And then as far as doing things and having great food, there are two places in town. One is called The Painted Pin, and then its sister restaurant is called The Painted Duck. And they're operated by the same people, and they have, you know, food centered around games. Good food. Yeah, absolutely. And great drinks. So they both have bowling. The Painted Pin has sort of traditional bowling. The Painted Duck has candle pin bowling. So it's a little bit of a different variation. But they also have horseshoe toss and these old vintage games. The Painted Duck has this game that's sort of like billiards and soccer. You stand on a felt giant-sized pool table, basically, and with your foot, you kick a, you know, a white soccer ball that's like the cue ball, and you play pool. So there's all these great activities and games. It's very stylish. It's a unique concept that's, I don't know of anywhere else that does it. So Painted Pin and Painted Duck, that's just another variation of something to do just besides grabbing a bite.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try them.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. 48 minutes after 12 o'clock, we'll come back with our final segment of Restaurant Matchmaking on Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB right after this. Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. We were playing restaurant matchmaking with my buddy David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. And we're going to quickly go to the phone lines and speak with Mike and Swanee. Mike, you have an unusual request.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had frog legs.
I mean, you just got a hankering for some frog legs. just woke up this morning. Thought,
you take my portion, okay, Mike?
No, frog...
Yeah, I first discovered them up in Philly when I was going to school up there at a smorgasbord, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes like chicken, right, Belinda?
Yeah, everything tastes like chicken.
You'll be fine. Okay, so a couple places that have frog legs that I can attest to. One is called, it's in town on Piedmont Avenue. It's called Poor Calvin's. It's kind of this cool, intimate, they do like an Asian fusion you know, but it's kind of a modern thing. It's sort of in Midtown on Piedmont. It's called Poor Calvin's. They have fried frog legs at dinner. And then there's a Taiwanese restaurant that's also in Midtown. It's right over by Grady High School. It's called Ah-Ma's, A-H-M-A-apostrophe-S, Ah-Ma's Taiwanese Kitchen. It's fantastic. They have frog legs on the menu. I can tell you they've got bao and dumplings. That is a fantastic restaurant, Ah-Ma's. And then you've got Poor Calvin's. So get your frog legs on.
All right, Mr. Mike.
Yes, thank you.
Got that.
All right, thank you so much. Let's quickly get Jeremiah. Jeremiah in Flowery Branch, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Great. How can we help you?
Well, I was just curious. My wife and I are from up north, and she's Colombian, and I would love to take her to a nice, authentic Colombian restaurant.
Oh, that's sweet.
So my favorite Colombian, and it's, you know, there's some subtleties. It's similar to a lot of Latin cuisine, but Colombian is definitely distinct. In Marietta, near the square, is a restaurant called Kiosco, and then there's a second one in Doraville called La Casona. Kiosco is in Marietta, and La Casona is in Doraville near the MARTA station. So I think you'll love both those places.
All right. Thank you so much. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.